We've been talking this morning about this viral video of a bobcat attacking a woman and her husband as they get in the car one morning to go to work. Well, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to discuss this video and all things bobcats is the Ticket Bobcat. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Great to be on with you. Good God, it's good to talk to you.
Yeah, Bob, good to talk to you.
And I got
to
say, it's great to hear Ryan's back on your station.
Yeah, that was something, huh?
Yeah, I tell you, man, I haven't, I once ran into Ryan's.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was. This was pretty early on in the Ticket's life, but it was outside of Granbury, and it was right in front of you know where that Valero station is down there.
Vaguely.
Not really.
Anyway,
yeah.
Well, I was out hunting for an easy meal. It was kind of early in the morning. I snuck off around the front of this gas station, and I get to the front, and there I see Rhymes.
Yeah.
And not a lot of people recognized him. I did because I, big Ticket fan. But he was trying to get a Baby Ruth out of a vending machine. And I said, you're Mike Reiner of the Ticket Sports Radio Station 1310. And he kind of looked at me, and at first he's looking for a person, doesn't see a person, then looks down, sees a bobcat standing there, and then kind of dismissively says, yeah, well, I'm not really thinking about that right now. Goes back to trying to get a Baby Ruth out. It was very disappointing because, I was a big fan. He was a big hero of mine.
Yeah, that's too bad.
But, okay, so I know you guys want to talk about this video of that dude and his wife.
It's like the video in our country
it's
this
totally,
morning.
Totally been filling up my feed.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, that thing is totally, totally fake.
Fake?
Is it?
Fake, all day long fake.
We wondered about that.
How do you know?
All right, Jeb, listen, first of all, a dude is not going to be able to throw a wild bobcat across his lawn like that.
Yeah, maybe. You guys aren't that big.
Please. Bobcat would have torn that dude's fat face right off. All right? Probably would have lifted his gun, too, from his waistband and held that loudmouth wife of his at gunpoint.
Whoa.
While she emptied the valuables into a bag for him to scurry off with. All right? So a bobcat's going to put up more of a fight than that. That was clearly a domestic cat that was dressed up in a bobcat outfit.
Dressed up?
Yeah.
Not mistaken for a bobcat, but dressed up as a bobcat.
Yeah, dressed up as a bobcat. No, that was all staged. You can even hear the cue of the little Twitter sound of the phone. Cues the cat when they're supposed to jump on the wife's back.
Huh.
And do that. Completely staged. Huh. Not unlike the Zapruder film. But that's a whole different story. I'll get into some
That was staged, too?
Yeah. That was totally staged. And then, also in the video, did you hear all that fake happy talk at the beginning of the video? The good morning.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
Oh, I need to wash my car.
Yeah.
Such bad acting. The whole thing is bad acting. Sounds like Junior Mello right before Infrastructure Man shows up.
I'm not sure what you're talking
about. Such a bad acting. Such a hoax. Believe me, that was all for the views. All of that video was just for the views.
Okay, well, he's an expert.
It's
he would
possibility.
Know.
I'm an expert. And hey, don't forget, I ran into George, too.
Where?
Right? You remember that encounter we had right outside the bunker?
Oh, that was you?
That was me.
The same bobcat.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
The Ticket Bobcat.
I was
right.
2 feet away from you.
Yeah, I know it. We were that close, and what did I do?
Very
peaceful. I exchanged a knowing nod with you, and then I slunk off, even though we're both alpha males.
Yeah.
We could have gone at it and battled for the territory, but we didn't, right?
No.
Now, I could have kicked your ass 3 ways to Sunday, but I didn't do it, because bobcats typically are peaceful creatures that try to avoid conflict.
Right. That's what made this so weird.
We are trained in the martial arts, and we know that you try to avoid the fight if you can.
Right.
If you can. And I avoided it with you that day, George. And plus, I didn't want to kick your ass because I like your show.
Oh, thanks, Bobcat.
I like your show. I like it when you have the ribby. You have the ribby. I love that guy.
We're
I
not really thinking about that right now.
Oh,
though.
You're not?
No.
How much longer are you guys going to be at that bunker? I want to bring some of my buddies down there to watch the show.
A while, maybe.
I'm a huge sports fan. Love your program.
Well, you are the Ticket Bobcat.
I know, and I tell you, I don't know if you guys are in the market or not, but I've got a Jakob Purtle moment that I've been sitting on. I'm trying to unload here.
No thanks.
Talk to Junior about that.
Yeah, I'll pass on that.
Dude, Junior, I bought this thing at $300. It's worth like $12 now.
Yeah.
What's going on? It's Top Shot. I think it's a pyramid scheme or something.
Welcome to the club.
What's happening with that? I'm getting killed on my investments, man.
Oh, crazy.
But hey, Dogecoin's really worked out for me.
It's doing well.
Really has worked out for me.
Yeah, you're into some risky stuff.
Yeah, no, you guys are up against it. I'm going to let you go. Have a happy Friday to you and to P1.
Okay, we'll see you, Bobcat.
All right, now, thank you, George. I'll be outside waiting to kick your ass. All right,
there he is, the Ticket Bobcat on the viral video of the Bobcat attack. 8:46 on the Ticket. Stars have been picking up some points this week. We'll talk about it with Razor next.